Okay, can I ask what is probably a dumb question? On airplanes and choo-choo trains, when you go potty, does it shoot it out into the air and or onto the tracks? Good morning. It is 6 o'clock here on America's favorite radio station, The Ticket. And this is America's favorite morning show, The Musers. We're here until 9 o'clock this morning. It's a very big sports day today. It's Texas Rangers opening day at home. The home opener, always a great day on the sports calendar. We'll talk about that here in just a couple of minutes. And we've got the Final Four, big Final Four preview for you coming up at 8:15. And in between those two sports segments, be with us at 6:55 for what I think is a great Mavericks Cooper Flag question. Bit of a hypothetical if you want. We'll get into that later this hour at 6:55. So a lot to do on this Friday morning. I'm in studio. Gordo is in studio.
Thank you.
George is not in studio. George joins us now on the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline. Give us your location and your condition. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm on 35E southbound and just past Beltline in Carrollton. There is a huge backup on 35E just to the south of Louisville Lake. In fact, if you're coming down from Denton and you have a chance to get on the express lane, do that because 35E is shut down at 3040. And I just sat and went maybe 20 feet in 40 minutes.
Hmm.
Something spilled because I was right next to, I've never seen one of these trucks before, I was right next to the hazmat truck. So I guess have a spilled substance that they have to clean up. But man, it is a huge, huge mess.
I got to tell you, George, it's really strange. Your voice sounds slowed down.
Yeah. It sounds like you're being maestried.
Yeah. And
there's a really big spill on I-35.
And I'm next to a hazmat team.
Are you on Tiger Woods painkillers?
Not that I know of. No, I don't hear an echo. I don't know why it sounds like that. I don't know.
It still sounds like that.
It sounds like we're really disguising your voice, yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like you're a deep throat informant.
I don't know why it sounds like that.
Yeah, yes.
So I don't know.
What's going on? I guess this is the first time I've talked this morning. What's going on?
I don't know. It's got to be something with the phone system.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good comedy,
well,
though.
I'm okay, and I hope to. See, I don't want to say anything now. It sounds weird.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I can't wait for you to hear this back because it is funny sounding. All right. So
I hope everybody's okay that was involved in accident, some sort of accident on 35.
Right.
That's
we all do.
Funny. Somebody may have been hurt.
I know. It just sounds like you clipped the back of a pressure washer trailer right now.
Have you won 15 majors?
No, and I was not involved in an accident. I'm fine. And I think I'm of sound mind.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear.
That was not me. That was not me.
Okay, so you're still on the highway, right? You haven't exited the highway yet?
No, I'm still driving, but I'm just wondering what I'm sounding like. I'm fine. Yeah, we're moving now, speeds of 70 miles an hour, but... Yeah, I'll definitely make the observation deck.
Okay.
Okay, good. Because we're going to talk about the other guy who was impaired while driving in the O deck a little bit, which is Tiger. Okay. Have you seen the video?
Yes.
All right, do you want to hang out for Rangers home opener talk, or do you need to go seek medical attention?
No. I'm fine. I'm fine. I don't know what's going on. I don't think I'm being maestried, but somehow I guess I am through the cell tower.
You just sound really slowed down. But it's okay. It's all right. I mean, we can understand you. It's fine.
Yeah, just hang with us here and chime in whenever you feel like you're able to.
Yeah.
Because it is Rangers home opener today, and that's our big lead story today because it's a big day on the sports calendar. There's nothing like the baseball home opener compared to the other home openers. There's something about setting sail for, in this case, 81 home games. You know, if you get the season opener, you're setting sail for 162 total. But Chuck Morgan and the folks with the Rangers always do such a great job for opening day. There are a couple of tickets remaining, but they're expecting what is basically going to be a sellout today. It's 3:05 first pitch. The Cincinnati Reds are in town for this first home series. It'll be Mackenzie Gore on the mound for the Rangers. So home fans get to see the new starting pitcher added to the rotation this offseason. And Brady Singer for the Reds. Throwing out the first pitch, fresh off his shutout performance last night on the ice, will be Stars goalie Jake Ottinger. And we'll get all the pomp and circumstance that accompanies the home opener. My favorite thing about this day is the introduction of everybody pretty much in the organization, at least anybody that has anything to do with what goes on the field or in the dugout or the clubhouse or the bullpen. They'll introduce all the Rangers reserves, and then they will introduce everybody, bullpen catchers, clubhouse managers, trainers, and the line of humans will extend all the way down to the right field foul pole. Then they'll introduce the starters. I love that. I love giving a nod to everybody that's working with the team and is setting sail on this very long journey with the players.
I think it's cool, too. When did that start? Like in the last 10 years or something?
Yeah, I don't remember it. Certainly when this station went on the air 30 years ago, I don't remember it. I would say maybe 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah.
It's great.
I can tell you this. My sister ran into Skip Schumacher yesterday at the name of the store, but it's the store where you buy household products and stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
Did I cut out?
No, Daddy was talking in my ear. I didn't hear you. Your sister went to the store?
My sister ran into Skip Schumacher yesterday at a store.
Wow.
And he was so nice, he offered for her to go in front of him because he had a bunch of stuff. She said, no, go ahead. And, of course, she's a huge Ranger fan. And she knew who he was. And, are you Skip? And he said, well, yes, I am. And sounds like my sister delivered quite the ass-whipping. Like, talked baseball with him for 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay.
But he's such a nice guy. He got a gift certificate because, like, he spent so much money, and he gave that gift certificate to my sister.
Wow. That's great. That's good karma. Yeah. That means they'll probably win today when you
That's
do something
awesome.
Nice like that. Hey, also, the new menu items will be available today at Globe Life Field, and the one that everybody's talking about is the ninth inning rally sombrero. It's a fried tortilla in the shape of a 26-inch diameter edible hat, and it's filled with 9-layer dip. Not 7-layer, 9-layer dip. And it goes for $39.99, $40.
Jeez.
For the ninth inning rally sombrero. And you see a picture of it. It is Idiocracy.
So somebody in your family puts that on their head, and you just dip chips in the dip on his head?
You could wear it on your head, I'm sure. You could put it in your lap. You could hold it. You've got a lot of options with the ninth inning rally sombrero. They've added a few sandwiches as well. I didn't realize how much some of this stuff costs. I mean, I knew concession food was expensive at games, but the tenderloin sandwich, which is Nolan Ryan beef tenderloin on a brioche bun, is also $39.99. That's expensive, even for a steak sandwich.
Yeah. Must be a good one.
Whoa.
Whoa, you really bottomed out there.
Real devil there.
All right, so it's Rangers home opener today, 3:05, first pitch. at Globe Life Field. And we'll have plenty to say about this series with the Reds on Monday. We'll see how it went. The Rangers off to a good 4-2 start, and we get to see Gore pitch today. All right, George, safe travels. Hopefully you get here by the ODAC.
Almost there.
That's what's coming up next.
Yes, it is what's coming up next. And hopefully we'll have non-devil Giorgio on to talk about a few of the details that came out in the Tiger Woods body cam footage next.
It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Generator Supercenter and Tylock Nasser Vision.
Okay, so it didn't take very long, did it, for the Tiger Woods body cam footage to come out. It seems like there's usually a little bit more of a fight over this kind of stuff. And there wasn't really any controversy that would have held up the body cam footage, because Tiger and his team, they didn't file a injunction or say this would cause irreparable harm to his image. Mm-hmm. The way that Justin Timberlake's lawyers did recently in his DUI arrest. So I don't get it, but they released it yesterday and it was very illuminating. For whatever reason, in my mind, this has always been kind of at dusk or dark. I didn't realize it was in broad daylight.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it has plenty of Tiger wandering around the scene before they put him in the back of a squad car. You see his overturned Land Rover, which is still laying on its side, which the guy that he hit and another dude helped drag him out of. He had to get help coming out of the passenger side of that, which was laying over on its driver's side. So he obviously couldn't get out that door. So they help him out. He's somewhat very cooperative with officers. He never gets combative with them.
No.
And he does try to flex his Tiger muscles. Not literally, but the social muscles of that douchey line of him walking back to the scene on his cell phone, finishing up a call, hanging it up, and then saying to the officer, I was just talking to the president, just trying to get away from everything.
Couldn't believe he said that.
Oh, now,
he is
my gosh.
Dating the president's former daughter-in-law.
Yes.
So he's got,
which I think that's strange.
It's really weird. Don Jr.'s ex,
yeah,
Vanessa Trump,
and that's the ex that he had children with, right?
Don Jr. Yeah,
yes, not Don Jr.
Yeah.
Have you ever known a new love interest to be welcomed into the old family as quickly as this?
No, but it's Tiger, so it's Trump is going to welcome him in because he's a huge golf fan.
Yeah. But that wouldn't cause any tension with Don Jr.?
I don't know. Maybe not, since it's Tiger.
It just seems so weird. But yeah, Tiger calling the president from the scene of the accident. Now, doesn't that tie in with that weird announcement that we got from the president that Tiger's not going to be playing before we knew anything about this accident?
Well, I know that on the day of the accident, reporters asked Trump if he had talked to Tiger or had thoughts on it or something like that. And he said, I thought he said I talked to him.
Okay. So it was after it was known that their accident had happened.
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay.
But my question, well, I have a lot of questions. Does Tiger have Trump's cell phone in his phone, or did he call Vanessa asking for help? Hey, I'm in big trouble here. Can you call president?
Yeah, but it seems like, I don't know, why would Trump take a call from Vanessa but not Tiger?
Yeah, I don't know. I think
Tiger would have more access to him than even Vanessa, but yeah, I bet you he has some kind of direct line to the president. I doubt very seriously. Does the president carry a cell phone?
Ooh, that's a good one.
By the way, we welcome in George Dunham of
the
Morning Musers.
Welcome
to the show.
Man, I listened back to that on the app. Doesn't even sound like me.
I know. We're about to get to that here in just a second. Let's put a bow on Tiger real quick. You've seen the footage, haven't you,
mm-hmm.
Giorgio?
And yeah.
So did you think it was incredibly Chris Christian and douchey when he said, just off to the president, you know, just trying to get away from it all?
It's not a great look, but at the same time, those always make me feel kind of icky.
What? just presidential phone calls?
No, not that, but just footage from an accident. You know, if some sort of leaked video gets out.
You know what? It made me feel bad for Tiger. I felt sorry for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That the whole world was watching this.
Yeah, I don't like that element of it.
Well, and that's why everyone needs to realize that when you're being stopped for any reason, that this is you got to be playing to the audience on the other side of the body cam,
mm-hmm.
not just the officers.
Yeah,
I but guess that's a lesson if you're Tiger.
If you're impaired, though, I don't think that's going to mean much to you. You're not going to think about that.
The other weird thing is Tiger trying to put in a dip right there in front of the officers too. And the officer says, put that down. You can't put anything in your mouth.
Hmm.
I can't.
Skittles?
These are just Skittles inside a snuff tin. So, yeah, he was trying to put in a dip. Then he starts talking to this guy who's standing there. And I don't know whether this is one of Tiger's associates or who this extra guy was. But it was right after the presidential phone call. And Tiger says to that guy, right after he says, I was just talking to the president, trying to get away from it all. He says to the other guy, he was very apologetic about what he did last night. What was that all about?
The speech? His speech about Iran?
I don't know. But there was no intervening discussion of any other person.
Huh.
So what is he saying that the president was apologetic about? Was he talking about the president when he was saying that?
I mean, the only thing the president...
The way he acted last night.
No, my timeline's messed up. This is Friday, so something the president did Thursday night. That was before the speech the other night. So, I don't know what he did on Thursday. And he wouldn't have apologized to Tiger for this speech.
For anything.
Anyway.
So that was a weird element of it. And then they find pills in his pocket, which he called Narco, which is not the correct name for him. It's Norco.
He said, that's a narco.
That's a narco.
Again, he's not right, so what he says is probably going to be pretty wheels off.
Yeah, but his lawyer, this is the play you always go with, was you can't judge based on his behavior. Because he's just been in a huge accident.
Well, yeah, you can play that card.
So that's why he is disoriented and stumbly and, you know, he's in a state of shock. Because something bad has happened to him.
I could see that if you're at a... We still don't know how fast he was going, right? We haven't heard that.
I've not seen the estimate.
I wouldn't think you could be at a really high speed on that residential road. But, man, if you roll your car, you're going to be upset.
The guy who was driving the trailer that Tiger hit, at the scene, he told cops he was approaching at a very high rate of speed.
Right.
But recently he changed that to he was approaching at a normal rate of speed.
Yeah. And also, this is just a little bonus content, that guy's bank account tripled overnight. I don't exactly know how that happened.
Right.
But yeah, at the scene, and I've seen the part of the body cam video where he said this, it's just a two-lane road that they're on with a double yellow line in the center of it. Okay. Yeah. So there's only one lane going each way. And this guy, of course, in a truck has a pressure washer trailer back behind it that's on the hitch, he's turning right. And when you're turning right, there's no other way for the vehicle behind you to really go around you. You just have to wait. And so he's looking in the rearview mirror and he's seeing Tiger's vehicle come at him at a high rate of speed. And Tiger just thought that he was going to cut over and go around this guy. And he clipped the trailer. He didn't quite turn fast enough.
Didn't land it.
Yeah, he didn't land it. It wasn't the getting back into the lane. It was while he was trying to leave his lane to get around the trailer that he clips the back driver's side portion of the trailer. So, yeah, and then it flips over. And those officers, you know, they handled him very well.
Yep.
They certainly weren't swayed by Tiger's Chris Christian, do you know who I am type behavior.
Or Tiger dropping the fact that he had won 14 majors with the putter that they were asked to pull out of the back of the SUV.
So he uses the same putter?
Mm-hmm.
So guys don't switch putters ever?
Excalibur. You find one you like, you stay with it.
I'm a lot like Tiger. A lot of people compare our golf games, and I've used the same putter for 30 years.
Is that the only club that golfers usually never change?
I would say that,
because technology always gets better with all the other ones.
Switch out your irons and your driver, but yeah, I've had the same one for 15 years.
It just seems weird to me.
Putter.
Because we laugh at all the other old clubs,
mm-hmm.
But a putter is, no, it's
Billy Baru.
Very sacred.
This putting is all about feel, not technology.
Mm-hmm. So he asked them to get this club out of the... I haven't seen this part of it.
Yeah.
He asked them, hey, can't you get that putter? I just want to rock
on. Yeah, I don't know why he wanted the putter, but they took a club or something and busted out the back windshield, pulled out his whole golf bag, and then gave him the putter.
But he's going to be arrested.
Yeah,
I guess they didn't know at that point.
Gave his assistant the putter.
He didn't want that to go into evidence.
I don't know. I don't know why he was obsessed with the putter. Again, he was on painkillers.
Speaking of being on painkillers, we had a very unusual incident that happened about 30 minutes ago on this very program, because George was suspiciously late to work this morning.
Well, you can see it on TV. 35 is shut down.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I just don't know about this story. This sounds like...
Ask Becca.
This sounds very odd and suspicious to me. And so we placed a call to you because we're like, where's Georgia? Why isn't he showing up to work?
I texted you an hour ago and said I'm stuck on 35.
We called you and you were clearly impaired. This is, once again, when you get as big as Tiger Woods or George Dunham, you expect this sort of thing.
I'm on 35E southbound. And just past Beltline in Carrollton, there is a huge backup on 35E just to the south of Louisville Lake. In fact, if you're coming down from Denton and you have a chance to get on the express lane, do that, because 35E is shut down at 3040. And I just sat and went maybe 20 feet in 40 minutes.
Hmm.
Something spilled because I was right next to, I've never seen one of these trucks before, I was right next to the hazmat truck.
Okay.
So it's not as slowed down as it sounded on the app, but yeah, it's like there's a weird filter making my voice sound like down here.
Well, it kept going, and it did get a little bit deeper. There were times where it really kind of bottomed out. Don't know what was happening with you.
Well, I don't either. That was weird.
Do you need to make an announcement that you're seeking the help that you so desperately need?
No, I made the announcement that was necessary. 35 South in Louisville is really bad. Around 3040, the entire highway is shut down.
Yep. I was right next to the hazmat truck.
I was.
I've never
seen one before.
Don't you need to focus on your well-being right now or something?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Coming from the guy who texts us usually three times a week, hey, run a little bit late today.
How do I sniff in text?
That's the tone that it always comes across, like, okay, well, yeah, what else is new?
P1 James said George sounded like he just won the Kentucky Derby.
It kind of sounded like a horse.
P1 Sean said you need to have George say it puts the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again.
I don't get it.
Yes, you do. It's Silence of the Lambs. We just heard the James Gum drop.
I don't get it.
Another
character you overrate.
You didn't think that was a good character?
That was really creepy.
Yes, it was creepy, absolutely. But it was a good character.
Embrace it as like my favorite character of all time.
Oh, okay,
like you
didn't do that either.
Pretty much.
Okay, what's better?
What are your go-to characters?
Hannibal Lecter, James Gum, or Anton Chigurh?
Anton Chigurh is the number one.
Could you hold still, please?
Creepy, evil character in movie history.
Could you just hold still for a minute, please?
Yeah, I don't know. Both vastly overrated.
Gosh.
Oh, my God.
not that great.
Just because they're creepy doesn't mean they're overrated or bad.
True. And just because they're creepy doesn't mean, hey, man, that's like the most amazing thing I've ever seen on the screen.
So what would be your top creepiest movie character ever?
I'd have to think about it. I don't know.
That would top those characters.
But another one doesn't even come to mind. And these have come to mind.
Yeah, I just, that type of character is just, I don't know. It doesn't float my boat to the point of, hey, I got to rate these characters and who's the best creepy guy. I don't know. I have no idea what to tell you.
Best movie villain is a pretty common
Yes, people talk about that and debate that. Darth Vader, okay. Maybe that's the one. That
okay, I'll go Darth Vader. There
All
you
right.
go. Darth Vader.
He was creepy.
Very creepy. Especially when you're a kid. Very creepy.
Did you show your kids Anton Chigurh? I bet you they think that's creepier.
No.
Especially with the opening shot of him when you just see him in the background when the officer's talking on the phone. In the background, you see him slipping the handcuffs off and coming up behind the officer. And then that overhead shot of them struggling on the floor and that crazy wide-eyed that Anton Chigurh gets.
See how he just gets off on
that? And all the boot marks on the floor all over the place.
Nobody rewinds it and then laughs when they watch it like Gordon.
I don't laugh at it.
You just did. You just did. You do every time. Isn't it great? That's so great.
Don't say that.
I don't know that he laughs when he watches it, but I do know he wipes a little drool from the corner of his mouth.
I'm being besmirched. I am being besmirched right now.
He loves it.
All right,
Gordo. Thank you. That's the ODEC.